USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Almost half a million Americans from Kentucky to Michigan were in the dark Sunday after a massive front dumped heavy snow across much of the nation's northern tier and slammed parts of the south with powerful thunderstorms and tornadoes. At least 13 deaths were reported from the storm, which began by dumping several feet of snow in California's mountains and pushing east. 5 deaths were confirmed in Kentucky as wind gusts surpassed 70 miles per hour, downed trees and power lines, and damaged homes and other buildings. Authorities in Ohio said there's no indication of any risk to public health from the derailment of the Norfolk Southern cargo train between Dayton and Columbus, the second derailment of the company train in the state in a month. Norfolk Southern and Clark County officials say 28 of the southbound train's 212 cars, including 4 empty tankers, derailed at around 4:45 p.m. Saturday in Springfield Township near a business park and the county fairgrounds. Springfield is about 46 miles west of the state capital of Columbus. As a precaution, residents living within 1,000 feet were asked to shelter in place, and responding firefighters deployed the county hazmat team as a precaution. But officials early Sunday said there was no indication of any injuries or risk to public health at this time. President Biden says he's fighting against those who are trying to keep certain parts of African-American history from being taught in the classroom.
It was 58 years ago when civil rights protesters marched for the right to vote across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
600 believers put faith in action to march across that bridge, named after the Grand Dragon of the KKK. They're on their way to the state capital of Montgomery to claim their fundamental right to vote.
There they were met by Alabama state troopers who beat the marchers.
I still picture the troopers with their batons and wands and whips.
Biden said, sadly, the right to vote remains under attack in this country. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Gary Rossington, Leonard Skinner's last surviving original member who also helped found the group, died Sunday at the age of 71. No cause of death has been given. The band wrote on Facebook, "It is with our deepest sympathy and sadness that we have to advise that we lost our brother, friend, family member, songwriter, and guitarist, Gary Rossington, today." Rolling Stone reports Rossington cheated death more than once. He survived a car accident in 1976 in which he drove his Ford Torino into a tree, inspiring the band's cautionary song, That Smell. A year later, he emerged from the 1977 plane crash that killed singer Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Steve Gaines, and backing vocalist Cassie Gaines, with 2 broken arms, a broken leg, and a punctured stomach. A former Republican governor is calling President Trump's declaration to be the retribution of his supporters if elected troubling. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said the way to heal the country is not by appealing to an angry mob. Next up, the Oscars.
The season's final major awards were handed out on Sunday night, and once again, Everything Everywhere All at Once is showing its competitive muscle. The film won for Original Screenplay at the Writers Guild of America Awards. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheiner took the prize for the offbeat movie. The Daniels are also in the running for the category at next week's Academy Awards, and for Best Director. Everything Everywhere All at Once leads all films at this year's Oscars with 11 nominations. I'm Jerry Barmash.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.